All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 392 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Thank you for the grace to come and fellowship with you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for good health. Thank you for our families. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. May your name be exalted, O God. Father, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray that may you please forgive us and cleanse us and purify us. As we study from your word this morning, I pray that may you please come and speak to us by your precious Holy Spirit and give us the grace to delight ourselves in your word, to meditate on your word, and to practice your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today's topic is going to be more of an encouragement, more of a reminder, and I'm going to call it Be Separate. Be separate. But we're going to discuss this in a few different domains and use a few different examples to highlight these key points, right? And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. I'll use the New Living Translation. It says, "Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you, and I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Right? So literally, the advice from this reading is, be separate. Be separate. Be separate. Come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among them and be separate. Verse 17. Right? The thing is, again, a person that is truly serving the Lord will typically be in the minority. Why? Because you're not following the whole world to do what the whole world is doing. Right? Like, for example, remember the story of Noah, right? Noah's building the ark. Who are the people that got into the ark with Noah? Noah and his family. And then some animals, right? The entire world basically ignored Noah. But in the end, those people got destroyed and Noah and his family did not get destroyed. Right? Again, they separated themselves, right? And how do you separate yourself? You separate yourself by your faith in God and by truly living out that faith. Let me tell you this. The fact that you go to church does not mean that you are separate. You can be completely, in fact, let me tell you this. There are many people that go to church that are completely engrossed in the affairs of this world, right? The fact that you go to church does not mean that you're going to go to heaven. Right? Like, for example, if you remember, there's a part of the book of Matthew where people said, or some people were saying that, hey, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We healed the sick in your name. We did all these wonderful things in your name. But Jesus says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. Right? So the thing is, even if you have the tag that you're a Christian, you go to church every Sunday, right? You go to church on Easter and on Christmas and New Year, whatever. It doesn't mean that you're a Christ follower, right? The fact that you go to church, going to church is not the same thing as being a Christ follower. Going to church is not the same thing as living a life of self-denial. Going to church is not the same thing as taking up your cross daily and following the Lord, right? There are many people that go to church. There are many people that are Christians, that call themselves Christians. There are many people that are in positions of authority in Christendom that are going to hell. Right. So again, I will encourage you, just how can you differentiate yourself? How can you separate yourself? You can separate yourself by following Christ to the cross. You can separate yourself by truly following Christ to the cross, not just being among the number, but truly following Christ to the cross. How do you follow Christ to the cross? It's living a life of self-denial. Right. The Bible says, I think in Luke chapter 9, verse 17, if I'm not mistaken, that if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me, right? Denying yourself. Denying, like, the natural human desires, like denying those things and saying, hey, I'm going to subordinate my desires to the will of God, right? Take up your cross, right? Those trials, right? Those temptations, those things. Taking up your cross daily, not just on Sundays. Some people take up their cross on Sundays, but they ignore their cross on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Shouldn't be that way, right? It shouldn't be that way, right? Serving Christ is a lifestyle. It's not an intermittent lifestyle. It is a consistent lifestyle, right? And then follow Him. Follow Christ, right? So just be careful because, again, you need to separate yourself, right? The Bible talks about this dichotomy of the narrow way that leads to life, and there are few that take it, that's the minority, and then the broad way that leads to destruction, and there are many that take it, that's the majority, right? That's the majority, right? Again, be separate, separate yourself. Don't intertwine yourself with the kingdom of darkness, right? See, guys, right? That narrow road is a road that transmits very, very few people. Why? Because again, those are people that have separated themselves. Those are people that have separated themselves. Come out from among them and be separate, right? If you remember, I'm pretty sure it's in the book of Numbers, right? When there were 12 spies that went to spy on the promised land, right? Of those 12 spies, 10 brought back an evil report, but two separated themselves. Caleb and Joshua separated themselves. They decided, they were like, hey, no. We can go out once and take this land. We can defeat these people. They acted in faith, not in fear, right? When people act in faith, they are separating themselves. They are separating themselves. They are not acting in fear, right? Or look at the story of Daniel, right? If you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1, I think Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, you know, certain young men from Israel, you know, that had been brought into captivity, they were separated to get into the king's service. But what does the Bible say in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8? The Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Right? Himself and three of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they decided that, hey, we're not going to defile ourselves, right? But there were many other people that said, hey, let's just enjoy the king's food, right? Let's just enjoy the king's food, right? Again, those people separated themselves by the choices that they made. They separated themselves by the choices that they made. They decided that, hey, I'm not going to eat food that has been sacrificed to idols. I'm going to come out from among them, and I'm going to be separate. Right? I'm going to be separate. And let me tell you this, guys. It's not easy to stand apart from the crowd. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the Bible says that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. Right? You know, not living the way the world around you lives is not easy. But you know what? You're not going to do it in your own strength. You have the grace of God and you have the help of the Holy Spirit to see you through. Right? So again, separate yourself. That's the message for today. Separate yourself. Right? Because that's the thing. There are many people that they want to carry that tag of Christianity, but they don't want to separate themselves from the world. You cannot do that, right? You cannot be saying that, oh, I'm a Christian, but you're dipping your toes in the world. You're dipping your toes in the world, right? Like, for example, the Bible talks about a church. The church, I think, it's one of the church. I know I discussed this either like a year ago or thereabouts when I had a series on the seven churches in the book of Revelation, right? And one of the churches I talked about, they were the lukewarm church. They were the lukewarm church, right? And what does God say of people that are lukewarm? He's going to spit them out of his mouth, right? You cannot be a friend of the world and think that you'll be a friend of God. No, the Bible says that a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Again, separate yourself, right? Sometimes when you separate yourself, you're going to be unpopular. Again, going back to the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They separated themselves. You know, when the king said, hey, bow down before this graven image. If you don't, I'm going to toss you into the fire. They said that, hey, we're not going to do this, right? They separated themselves and God came through for them, right? God came through for them, right? So again, I will encourage you, separate yourself, right? Are you a resident? Separate yourself. If everybody in your residency is doing a certain thing that is not in line with God's will, can you be different, right? If you're an attending, separate yourself. Is everybody at your place of work doing something that you're like, man, separate yourself. Be different. Be different, right? Be a Christ follower. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, right? When one person is standing apart from a huge crowd, that person is going to get noticed. And that can be an opportunity for evangelism. People can see that, wow, this person is different. This person is not acting like the way everybody at this place of work is. That can be a witness to those people. So again, I will encourage you, be separate. But if you remember from the beginning of this podcast, what was the first thing, one of the first things I said? I said, again, for you to be separate, first, you have to have the right foundation. You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. So if you've not put your faith in Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to do so. It is the best life decision you can take. But there is a cost to it. But again, there's the grace of God and the help of the Holy Spirit to see you through. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website, 254 and 287. It talks about why you need a savior, and it talks about the true cost of following Jesus. If you do decide for Christ, at the end of episode 254, there is an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Please give us the grace to be doers of the word. Lord, it is not easy. It is not easy. But give us the grace to be separate. Give us the grace to be willing to be part of that righteous minority that is truly serving you, that is truly doing your will, in a world that is getting more and more wicked every day. Give us the grace not to compromise our morals. Give us the grace to be like Daniel that proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Give us the grace to be light everywhere we go, to be salt everywhere we go. And let our lives everywhere bring continuous praise and glory to your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 393. Have a wonderful week. God bless you and shalom. And again, my apologies for not making a podcast last week. I had a kind of a significant life event that made things challenging for me. But again, God willing, you know, things should be regular and steady. All right. So thank you. Have a wonderful week. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.